Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah, who
charging
are
a fortune
who
for this
fleecing
exact service.
Customers. And I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee. 10% to do your hard work, basically, because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details. Let them do their hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the taxman.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but 1,092,
that's a holiday.
I was about to say that. I was about to build it up and say,
well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam.
A weekend. You get a week's holiday in Spain for that.
Well, use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got sent a photograph from a lady called Layla. And the photograph, according to Layla, is the bonfire in Kilbarrick at Halloween last year. She says, I live a couple of hundred yards from it, and every year I'm terrified that it will catch my house. I spend the whole of Halloween night in a panic with my hose ready. The reason I'm saying this is because I saw a group of scumbags piling up pallets and tires and stuff the other day. They have it stored not far away. I went to ring the council and my husband said no, because it will ruin their fun. But it's not fun for us living near this death trap. Do you not think that they deserve to have this stockpiling stuff taken away? They ruin the green every year as well. Love the podcast, lads, says Layla. Talk about this because other people from the area will tell you how bad it is. So the lady's name is Layla, and she wants to report the stockpiling of bonfire material in Kilbarrick because she's afraid it might catch her house.
Now, by the way, I can't get that song out of my head. Love that song.
Layla. What song?
Layla. Got me a...
Really? Okay.
Anyway, she has sent us a photograph, which we will post later on our page when we link it to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
She has sent us a photograph, which I have printed out here, of the bonfire last year. And Jesus, like a nuclear explosion in the green. Now, she doesn't want to tell us exactly what house she lives in related to the green where it happens, but she's put an arrow on it on that photograph, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Her house is within, it's less than 200 yards, I'd say. Her house is literally right beside the bonfire. Now, I did a bit of research on this as well this morning, and I found out that Kilbarrick's bonfire every Halloween is one of the biggest in the city. It's absolutely, look at the size of the thing.
Yeah, it's big, yes.
This is not a small bonfire. This is an absolute huge bonfire. I don't know if it's part of Kilbarrick, Raheny, Harmonstown as well, if they all get together for this bonfire. But it's absolutely, what height would you say that bonfire is?
Well, it's three times the height of a house by the looks of it, because there's a house beside it
so
in the picture.
So we're talking 90 foot high.
Yeah, it's 90 foot big. High.
It's
yeah.
a big... I think she's dead right, and I think you should report them. In fact, I've already said that to her in a message, that she should report them.
So hang on, the kids in the area, every year... get together, and it's like a community activity.
That's not
collecting firewood.
If they spent half as much time doing their homework.
Oh, Jesus!
No, I'm serious. If they spent half, well, my kids will never be out collecting rubbish for bonfires. I never did it.
There we go. See, you missed out on one of the best parts of childhood around Halloween time is going around collecting stuff for the bonfires.
Yeah, we used to have a bonfire in our area as kids, and. I hated going to it. So I went to it a couple of years, and I remember there was a year where they threw a cat onto the bonfire. Bonfires are antisocial. I'll never forget witnessing that when the young fellas got a cat.
That's disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting. That's not what this conversation is about.
No, because that's what happens at these bonfires.
No, it doesn't happen at most bonfires. It doesn't happen at most bonfires that cats are thrown onto.
Okay, maybe not that, but the antisocial behaviour. There was other years where they threw car batteries onto the thing and the car batteries exploded. Bonfires are dangerous. They are antisocial. They are not part of Halloween activities.
They are.
No, there's not.
When I was a kid, it was the thing. It still is.
No, that was the 60s. It wasn't the 60s, by the way. We've moved on now.
No, we haven't. Jesus, just because you didn't have a childhood, because you didn't go out collecting firewood like most other kids in your area,
that's not true.
Most kids have this attitude, dangerous.
Most kids...
Jesus, listen to yourself.
Most kids do not get involved in collecting. The little scangers maybe around the area.
So only scanger kids collect firewood?
Yeah, pretty much, but they go around collecting their pallets and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't a scanger kid when I was growing up, but I still went out collecting firewood.
Yeah, but you're from Ballybrack.
And?
No, I'm just saying. Okay, my point is...
So you believe that Layla should report the stockpiling of this firewood material?
Absolutely. After seeing how close your house is to that bonfire, I would not be... did you even hear what she said? She spends every... Let me just read back over her message. I spend... Because Adrian... fleetingly reads over these things and doesn't even get the panic in the woman's voice. I spend the whole of Halloween night in a panic with my hose ready. I live a couple of hundred yards from...
Look at her
house in relation to that bonfire. Look where her house is.
Yeah, but I don't see anything flying over to her house.
Oh, my God.
Anthony just said, this is bugging me now. Bonfires are just done by scumbag antisocial youths, like Jeremy said.
Well, it is an antisocial activity.
A bonfire?
Yes.
It's actually a community activity where people gather around it.
Jeez, I don't know what community you grew up in, but it's not a community activity, let me tell you. There's nothing community about a bonfire.
You definitely had the most repressed childhood ever.
No, that's not true.
It is. If you weren't out doing it, if you weren't out at the bonfire, pathetic carry on, to be judging people based on the fact that they collect wood for bonfire. They're all scangers. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Liam, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Liam?
Oh, good, Adrian. How's things?
Good, Liam. Listening to some of the comments so far, only scanger kids collect firewood. Only scanger kids are involved in bonfires. Only scanger kids. What do you say to that?
I wouldn't agree with that, to be honest with you. Like, it's not just scary. To be honest, like, even using that word, it's very, you know, it's classist, you know. But to be honest with you, I don't agree with the whole activity of putting, you know, fires in communities, especially on big fields where, you know, there's lots of kids and, you know, they're lighting fireworks and everything. Like, it's a big danger. And, you know, what people don't realise is, it's a bit of fun and, I haven't fun at all, but... Like, how many kids are going to end up with torch reborns before people realise that, you know, need a bit of cop on around the fire, you know?
Okay, that's slightly different. That's really down to adults in an area making sure that there is some sort of control when the bonfire is on. There's some sort of adult presence in the area to make sure that there isn't the sort of carry-on that Jeremy was mentioning a couple of minutes ago. But this whole thing, to me, collecting firewood... Because I did it when I was a kid. Collecting firewood is part of Halloween. It's part of the run-up to Halloween.
Yeah, and I'm not denying that, Adrian, to be honest with you. But, like, at the end of the day, they're collecting firework. Yeah, it's a big activity kids do when it gets them excited at Halloween. But how many times is it going to happen where kids get warned until, you know, people realise that, you know, they shouldn't be standing for that? Like, to be honest with you, like, growing up, I didn't like going near bonfires as a kid because, first of all, a lot of them, they don't have adult supervision at all, you know, they don't. It's only kids. They're throwing things like the Ogden bottles and all. Only there in the news this morning, there was an article about a little girl in Tala, only 7 years old, who lost her eye after someone threw a vape into a bonfire on the green outside her house, and that acid went and blew her eye out.
Okay, so do you think then, bearing in mind what you said about burns and everything else, that we should have a major clampdown? Now, there has been in recent years more of a clampdown than there was in the past, with people being encouraged to report stockpiling and everything else. But do you think we should have a major clampdown, that there should be no unlicensed or unapproved bonfires anywhere?
Yeah, no, absolutely, because look at how, like, emergency services are stretched out throughout the, you know, the days, you know? Like, it's not fair to assume that, that you know, their kids are going to go off, have the bonfire, and it's going to go perfect, because it's not going to go perfect, you know? And, look, I know 9 times out of 10 kids aren't going to end up getting hurt, but there's always the possibility that someone's going to get hurt, and when they do, it's not just, you know, mild injury, it's, you're talking towards the great burns there, you know?
And as well, I just want to pull Adrian up on a few things, because Adrian's making out that, oh, it's all part of life. I can tell you now for a fact the man's a hypocrite, because Adrian, your kids, and I know because I was around for it, your kids were not hanging around bonfires when they were kids.
We all went to the bonfire on the green beside our house, for God's sake.
You didn't go up to the one in Fassel Row or whatever that place
was
called.
No, because that's not their local one. We went to the bonfire. Sorry, Jeremy, shut up.
No.
You said you were around. I took my kids to the bonfire beside their house.
Yes.
On the green beside their house when they were younger.
That wasn't in a hellhole of a place, is what I'm saying. And it was a local bonfire where it was controlled. There wasn't scumbags. How come you didn't bring them up to Fassel Row?
Because I don't live there.
Yeah, but that was a huge big bonfire.
But I don't live there. Why would I?
Were they allowed go to bonfire? Answer the question. Were they allowed go to bonfires on their own? No, they weren't.
They were at the bonfire in their estate.
With you. But that's different.
That the kids, by the way, collected the wood for.
No. Would you answer the question? Were your kids allowed go to the bonfire on their own?
It was right beside their house.
No. Answer. Why can't you answer a simple question?
The fact of the matter is that the local kids, because where my kids grew up, all collected the firewood for the bonfire.
Your kids didn't. Just yes or no?
When they got a bit older,
when they're 18, you can't stop them. Okay, why weren't your kids allowed to go up to Fassel Row?
Because they don't live in Fassel Row, you f***ing idiot. Why would they go to somewhere they don't live?
You know the answer.
You're literally clutching at straws.
No, you're clutching at straws here. The bonfire, the local bonfire that was had near your house, where your kids grew up, was not the same as the bonfire in Fassel Row. And you know what I'm talking
about. And you know that, do you? You've been there, have you?
Yes, I've reported on the bonfires in different areas. Why weren't they? Why didn't they go to Shankill, Ballybrack?
Because they don't live there. What are you on about?
Yeah, you know what
you're
I'm
making
on about.
No sense. You absolute fool.
Yeah.
Just because you were never at a bonfire as a kid, I'm afraid of the bonfire.
So I guess the answer is no. By the way, bonfires are quite terrifying for kids. Just to let you know.
Jeez, I used to love them.
Oh yeah,
I used to love it.
Yeah, that's because it was a nightly occurrence in the Brack. But it was. If it wasn't cars burnt out.
Oh God Almighty! I pity. So will your kids get to go to a bonfire this year? No.
They're scared of them, actually.
Oh, they're scared. Of course they are, the way you go on.
No, none.
Oh, cats get thrown on them.
No, I said a cat was thrown on them.
Yeah, so they won't be going. Who's on this side?
Simon, he's angry with you.
Simon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Simon?
I'm a bit annoyed, Adrian. I mean, I thought you'd have a bit more sense. I mean, the kids haven't a clue what they're doing and they're going blowing the hands off themselves. And I live in Tala and the roof was set on fire and everything. Like, I mean, I think it's our duty to report them.
It's your duty to report kids who are collecting firewood.
Yeah, and I think the guards, unless you shake them off them, I mean, there's enough trouble going on. And then, I mean, this just makes more like it. I think the place must be in some state, like, when the next day, like...
And Simon, were you ever a child? Well, obviously you were. Did you ever have a childhood? Did you ever go out collecting firewood?
No, because I couldn't be arsed doing that shite, you know, that kind of way.
That's you couldn't be arsed doing that shite. You couldn't be arsed joining all your mates and going around collecting firewood.
No, I'd probably watch it all right, but I don't think it's right. I've just seen some horrible stuff with it, like people falling into them and, you know, animals being thrown on them and that.
Okay, I've never witnessed that ever in my entire life. Jeremy claims to have witnessed a cat being thrown onto a bonfire. I've never, ever, ever seen it.
What do you mean claiming? I'm not lying about it.
Well, you could be.
No, I'm not.
You could be. I've never, ever, ever seen anything like that, ever. In all my years, I've never seen any animal or anything of the sort being thrown onto a bonfire. The point that I'm trying to make make is, yes, there does need to be some adult supervision on the night of the bonfire, but to be...
which is why you didn't send your kids up to Fassa Row.
Because they don't. Stop saying that, Jeremy, because that's a stupid... Why would they go up there? They don't live there. It's the other side of the town that they live in, okay? The opposite side of the town. But sorry, Simon, the point that I was making is these killjoys ringing the council to get them to come and collect the stuff that the kids have collected, that's all they are. They are just killjoys.
I think, it's your duty of care. It's your duty to call the guards. It's your duty to, you know, I mean, come on, like, I mean, what are they going to do? Your kid comes home and after born and they're handing off themselves, we are looking in the A&Es and the A&Es are full because kids is after...
Okay, so you don't mind ruining kids' fun, do you? Oh. That's because that's what you're doing.
So what?
That is literally what you're doing.
Simon, tell Adrian what you said in the message you sent us. What happened to your house? You live in Talla. Do you want to say what part of Talla you live in? I don't care if you don't.
No, but I'll say that the roof was set on fire. Like, your fireworks are going off or whatever, and whatever happened,
and sparks came from the bonfire and landed on your roof. Now, Adrian will think that's part
pretty
of...
Pretty much, yeah.
That's part, no, that's part of Halloween, Simon. Part of Halloween.
Did anything happen, Simon? Did your house burn to the ground?
The roof of his house went on fire.
No, but that's not the point. I mean, Adrian, I thought you'd have more common sense than that.
Nearly went on fire. Simon, did you ever have a bonfire? Did you ever have a bonfire in your area when you were young, no?
Of course, I've been around, but I never started. I never collected any of the stuff.
All right, so you'd no childhood either.
Sorry, Adrian, did you know what he said? The roof of his house went on fire. Or sorry, did it go on fire or did it not go on fire?
Nearly went on fire.
It went on fire, but the whole house nearly went up, like.
No, that's...
I mean, come on, Adrian.
Part of Halloween, Simon.
So what, you're supposed to claim a fire? I mean, you don't have a childhood if you didn't play with fire. Like, that's the statement of the year. I don't know if Joe Duffy said that. Imagine.
I didn't say anything of the... All I'm trying to say to you lads is there needs to be some sort of supervision at bonfires, at local bonfires, some sort of adult supervision. But this whole thing of, oh, it wasn't like that in my day, we need to clamp down on this, you just all sound like old, cranky old men not happy with kids having a bit of fun. Simon, you're just a cranky old man.
Yeah, no, I think I have a bit more cop on than you, Adrian, to be honest with you.
The fact that you thought it was funny that his house nearly went on fire.
I didn't say it was funny. You're really annoying me today. Stop putting words into my mouth. At no point did I go, ha ha, no, ha.
You literally dismissed what he said and more or less said, oh, but your house didn't burn down, did you? That's what you said.
That's what I did say.
Was your reply to him after a man saying that his house nearly went up in flames, that his roof caught fire, your answer was, well, the house didn't burn down, was it?
Okay, by the way,
the bonfire that your kids did go to as kids...
Stop talking about my kids. This is 20-odd years ago. We're talking about today.
It was nowhere near your house.
So it was in the green right beside their house.
It wasn't right beside your house. It was not right beside your house.
It was in the green right beside their house.
You were able to go back into the nice, cosy house far away from the bad bonfire. You didn't live...
You're talking
it.
Absolute shite. You never, ever, ever had a childhood... You never got out and got together with all your mates and had a bit of crack. I pity you and I pity your children.
No, because unlike you, I wasn't dragged up like you were.
This is Jess.
Now, to be fair, Jeremy's right. It is a certain caliber of people, let's say, who light these fires and they throw fireworks into them, they throw tires into them, they throw whatever they want into them. And it's all fun and games, so someone gets injured and the fucking fire services get stretched out thin, even though they're already stretched out thin as it is. I'll report it. That's what I do. There's a certain caliber who likes these these bonfires. The same ones who like fireworks when it's only fucking September. Nah. Both good enough. Fucking report them. Don't give a shit. Like, they're all scangers who do it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not a bad, yourself?
Good, not a bother, thanks, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, what I wanted to say is what I said in my Facebook comment was when I sent you the link regarding it. Do you remember that 7-year-old girl in Talla?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that girl lost an eye over a vape battery. You know what I mean?
I saw that,
You don't know what they're putting in them bonfires, you know what I mean? So, if they're going to have them regulated and properly supervised, you know what I mean?
And that's the one thing I was saying. When it comes to the actual night of a bonfire, there should be an adult presence in around the bonfire to control it somewhat. But this notion of we don't need bonfires anymore, stop the kids doing it. We've been doing bonfires on Halloween since I was a kid, before I was a kid.
Yeah, but they've gotten out of hand.
Gotten out of hand now, have they? Listen to how much of an old man you sound.
It's nothing to do with age.
It is. Yeah, it absolutely is.
Some do get out of hand, you know, and unfortunately some people do end up being injured, you know what I mean? And it's just that case in point that I mentioned is an example of it, because you don't know now, especially with vape batteries and that kind of stuff, you don't know what they're putting in them.
I agree, and that's where you need to have some sort of supervision, some sort of adult supervision on the night of a bonfire to ensure that people aren't carrying on like that, to ensure that stuff isn't being thrown on the bonfire, as you're saying, right? But
that shouldn't be thrown on it.
All I'm hearing from you is a load of killjoys who want to stop kids having a bit of Halloween fun.
I don't think that's fun.
Because you never experienced it. You never had that fun. You never had the fun.
Halloween's my favourite night of the year.
God knows why.
There's no bonfire in our area. Now, there's a bonfire in the area next to it, which is
what?
It's just a different kind of area.
A different kind of area?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It's a different kind of area.
It's got a different name.
Yes, it's a completely different area. It's
meaning what?
Yeah. It's a different kind of area.
What are you implying here? That you don't have a bonfire near where your house is, but down the road they do, because that's a scumbag area, is it?
I didn't use the word.
That's what you're getting at.
No. I live in a private area, so the management company... The management company wouldn't allow something like that. You're encouraging, by the way, illegal activity on the show today. You'd want to be very careful.
All I'm saying is... please stop destroying kids' fun.
Listen to Simon. Was it fun when your roof caught fire?
No, of course it wasn't. I mean, Jesus, Adrian, I'm going to have to report you because I'm horrible stuff coming out. You know, that kind of way.
All I'm saying is... I said a bonfire in the local area needs adult supervision. Did I say that? Yes, I did. And all I said was, don't be ruining the kids' fun when they're out collecting a bit of bonfire wood. That's all they're doing.
Are you going to stand out around a bunch of kids and be responsible and say, don't burn your fingers?
That is up to their parents to do that. That's not my job. It is up to their parents to do that job.
Well, that's idealistically not going to happen because most of them that are out there, the parents don't give a fuck anyway. So, come on.
Okay, so let's just clamp down like a ton of bricks on all the bonfires around Dublin, starting now.
So you're going to report. Yeah. You're going to report Adrian for encouraging illegal activity.
And the statements he's made. Oh, but your house didn't burn down. Imagine if your gaff got broken and didn't turn around.
I do agree.
Your kids weren't killed.
He should apologise to you over that.
For what?
He should. Yeah. I demand Adrian apologise.
Oh, I demand an apology. What sort of show is this turning into?
No.
Two decrepit old fellas whinging about kids. No, don't let them. I'd say you hide behind your neck curtains on Halloween night, taking photographs of the kids and contacting the guards.
This man came on the air to say that his house nearly burnt down.
I heard what he said.
And you more nearly. What was his reply to you, Simon, when your house didn't burn to the ground?
Well, it didn't
burn to the ground, did it?
The fact of the matter is, your house didn't burn down.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, he's not getting the point at all, is he?
No, he's not getting the point. Just apologise to him.
No! No!
Oh, you're such a child.
Oh my God almighty. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, guys? Good afternoon. Happy Friday.
And indeed. Sorry, it was Simon that you're annoyed at. Why?
What a fucking L one. What an L one, man. That's hurting me, fella.
Yeah, two L ones. Two L ones, literally.
Yeah, we've been doing bonfires for years for the kids and we've never had any problems. We've never had any injuries. We've never had any problems. Like, well, where are these going with? You know, the kids are having fun. They're having great crack every Halloween.
And that's what I said. When I was a kid, we did the exact same thing. I wouldn't be encouraging this, but we used to get shopping trolleys and go around with the shopping trolleys collecting all the
wood. Exact same.
You did the exact same thing.
Where is it, Sam? It was a part of Halloween, Asia. And we, you know, the kids do it up till, you know, this Halloween. They do it every Halloween. You know, they collect wood, they collect everything. You know, I've often contacted a few friends of mine in different companies, and they brought, dropped out, you know, a couple of pallets to us. You know, it's great. It's great for the kids.
It's so educational.
Jeremy, will you stop it? Will you just listen to yourself? I would be scarlet for myself if I was your young fella listening to his dad going on like this.
So, any sympathy for Simon on the other line who nearly lost his house in a fire?
Nearly his roof caught on fire. Look here, I'm sorry it happens. I really am, you know, but not nearly won the race. You know that way. You know what you want me to say. You know what?
Simon, it's grand because your house didn't burn down.
I know. Isn't it ridiculous? Like the attitude, the stupidity of it. I mean, what would he do if his kids came home and the brat had blown their fingers off with one of them fireworks or something?
These are all ifs, Simon. These are all very big ifs. Because the fact of the matter is, Simon, I'm standing there beside him, Simon. So there's a fucking hell of a chance that they're not going to blow their fingers off. Really, there is. There's a big difference here.
What about, you know, fire trucks go out there and then the fire trucks get lashed out there when they try to put out the fires and they get out of control and things like that? It has happened a lot. You ring Dublin Fire Brigade and you find out, are they dry shites? Are Dublin Fire Brigade, are they a bunch of dry shites?
No, Dublin Fire Brigade have a job to do, and they are very busy on Halloween night. There's no denying any of that. But that's just part of the job, is it not?
Oh yeah, I mean, they go out there and what would you do now if your partner or whatever was a fire person and they were trying to put out fires and they come home and they put themselves at risk getting injured and that? Their truck's getting hockeyed out of it.
Now, Simon, I see you just messaged...
extremes here, Simon. Very big extremes.
Simon, I see you just messaged us on Facebook telling us, now we can't mention this, but telling us what part of Tally you live in. The part of Tally you live in is like, and I've been up there reporting before, it's like a war zone on Halloween night, correct?
Of course it is, yeah.
I mean, have you reported the stockpilers yet to Dublin City Council?
Have you?
So you've told them, so where, obviously not where, but they're stockpiling all the stuff for the bonfire at the moment, are they?
Oh, they are, yeah. I think they are, yeah. So I'm after reporting it, and I'm going to get on about Adrian as well, because, I mean, that carry on the dickie, she should be taken off the radio.
Well, fortunately, we're on a podcast, you know. Firstly, Simon. This podcast is called Opinions Matter. You're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine.
Have you reported
that all I'm listening to, he said yes, he said he has reported. All I'm hearing is a bunch of owl fellas, a bunch of killjoys. Am I right, John?
Owl ones, Adrian. Owl ones. Pack of owl ones, the two of them. You know, do you know what? These two would go on great there with a cup of coffee there. You know, these would suit each other to the ground, Simon and Jeremy fella. You know, I can see these two getting on very well together. See, the fact of the matter is, guys, obviously, you've had no childhood yourselves, and God help you. I'm sorry to hear that. But the fact of the matter is, kids have got childhoods, and they do remember. I remember Halloween with my parents. It was a great crack. We always went to the bonfire. We always let off fireworks. Yes, we did. We my father bought fireworks. My mother bought fireworks for us. And we were all supervised. I didn't blow my fingers off. I didn't burn a house down or a car down or a cat. A cat didn't get killed. You know, get the fuck out of it, lads, please.
Fuck's sake. And when you hear what you've been hearing from Jeremy and from Simon, we know that there are dangers, and we have to be honest about this. We know there are dangers associated with bonfires if they're not properly supervised. You're saying, obviously, that you had great fun as a kid. Some of my best memories, and I'm going to be honest, are the run-up to Halloween in our area, in Ballybrack, collecting firewood and building a big bonfire in the middle of the green.
Yeah, but Ballybrack was a no-go area.
It wasn't a no-go area.
It was on Halloween night.
Ever the one to exaggerate?
No, I was.
How would you know?
Because for
you were at home wrapped up in a blanket.
No, because he lives in a gated community.
Yeah, you were wrapped up in a blanket in Milltown.
The residents' association wouldn't have it.
No,
fuck your residents' association. Fuck yourself and your residents' association. Here's the thing: grow up here, Jeremy, and bring your kids to a bonfire this year and let them see what it's all about. For fuck's sake, you know, let them live a bit, will you? And get them.
They're afraid of bonfires for a start.
They're afraid because of you fucking idiot.
How could they be afraid if you've never brought them?
Because last year they saw the one, we decided to drive by the one that was in an adjacent area to us, which is a bit dodgy, and I drove by and I said, do you want to get out and see? They said, no way, it looks dangerous. That's what my son said.
What your son said? Jesus.
Yeah. Sorry, what's your issue with that, John?
That's just you. You know, that's you. That's the way you have them, you know.
Oh, that's
let them live a bit, Jeremy. Let them live a bit, for fuck's sake. Jesus.
Here, hang on a second. Get your shit together now, because if your kid ended up damaged or maimed from standing beside a bonfire, you'd be on moaning about the place.
I wouldn't be, because look, here's the thing. I said it to you, Bill, and I'm going to say it again, just in case Simon didn't hear it. I've always been there. I've always supervised. We play our part here. We as the fathers of the kids, we're there. We're always there. We're there from the moment that bonfire is lit to when it goes out. And when we're leaving, we douse it ourselves with water. Buckets and buckets of water. We pour it out ourselves. And then, so nobody can come back.
Then let me ask you a question, you little cretin. The next day...
What's this about?
No, he's an
idiot.
The next day, do you go over to the green and do you take all the stuff up? Do you plant grass seed again to make sure there's no big black patch on it?
Yeah, we get the horticulturist out. We do, of course.
We
get the horticulturist out. Do you know who we hire? We hire SAP Landscapes to come out. Landscape the whole... You fucking idiot. You're really fucking, you know what, you're the absolute shitheadness of it, you're trying to ruin Halloween, you're two fucking Karens, you're two Karens, that's exactly what they are, you're actually, Jeremy, you literally are a Karen today.
I don't believe for one
my kids are afraid of bonfires.
These are scumbags for lighting bonfires. You're
a bit of a wet wipe, because I don't believe that you pay horse, you won't even pay tax. Now you're claiming that you've
been slagging you. That was fucking sarcastic,
you gobshite.
You fucking idiot. Come here. Are you awake today?
Yeah, I am awake. You claim.
Do you think I would pay anybody to clean?
Joking.
Will you get your fucking idiot?
Oh, sorry. I thought. No, you assumed you.
Let me out.
So hang on a second.
Hang on a second.
You're quite happy for them to leave alone, because I don't know if you've ever seen this, John.
I did, yes. You know what happens? I'm going to cut you short. I've seen the JCB. It comes in, it cleans her up very fast. It scrapes, scrapes the ground. And you know what?
Who pays for that?
It's sorted.
The council come around and do it. And then there's a black patch in the grass, and it grows again.
But you knew that, Jeremy.
Yeah, but once
you knew that.
Once you don't have to pay for it, that's fine. Once you don't have to pay for it. So
piss on everything, boss. You know what? I hate to see your kids at Christmas. I bet you give them book vouchers.
So you don't. What's on a book voucher? But clearly you.
Okay, we're getting off the point here. I want to stick on bonfires.
You should have been given book vouchers as a kid. You might be able to speak properly now,
Jeremy. You mentioned that there's a bonfire near you in a rougher area outside your gated community.
I don't live in a gated community, so.
Oh, you can't afford to. The fact of the matter is, there's a bonfire up the road from you. Will you report the people who are, the kids who are stuck?
He's going down to do it now, Adrian. The minute he gets off his fucking, I can guarantee you, the minute he even sees a bit of wood, he's going to be on the fucking phone. Look, Simon there, curtain twitching.
That's literally what you are, behind your white curtains.
So can I speak for a second to two of you?
No, because you're talking shite today.
Okay, I'll just go home then, will I?
It wouldn't bother me now, I'll be honest.
The reason...
Amanda, we can cope on our own, can we?
The reason, John, I won't report it is because it's not happening on my green. It's not. I don't care if they burn the whole estate down. It's not my estate. I don't care. So what's the issue about that? All I'm saying is, if you had a bit of... Do you have any respect for the area you live in, John? Do you have any self-worth?
It's a fucking bonfire, you muppet. It happens every year.
Well, I'm telling you now, if I was going out buying a house in November and I was going around different areas looking at houses and I drove into an estate and there was a big black patch of burnt out trolleys on it, I'd be saying, no, this estate...
It shouldn't
is
be gone the
me.
Next day.
No, it takes... Shut up. It takes 8 months to repair the damage done to a bonfire on the green. 8 months.
What, the black mark?
You're a fucking owl one. Do you know that?
That's
Kenny,
exactly what he is. He's an owl.
He's an owl.
That's the best way to describe him. Yeah, an absolute owl.
That's because I don't want to live in a kippy estate where there's big burn marks on the grass.
Keith has been in touch with us.
Of course it's antisocial. You know, Jeremy would say it's antisocial, and so would his little lapdog, Anthony. You know, Jeremy, you should get an award for letting the fucking Jack Russell Hill to fucking speak. Come on, lads. The kids, it keeps the kids busy. Coming up to Halloween, it gets rid of most rubbish around fucking areas as well. Yeah, give the council something to do on the 4th of November, but still, stop trying to take society away from us, Jeremy.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Keith, before the break there, stop trying to take society away from us, Jeremy.
Can I just say to Keith, and I want to congratulate Keith. Thank you very much, Keith. I want to congratulate him.
On?
Not blaming immigrants on the bonfires.
He's not blaming anyone on the bonfires. No, he's blaming you for not letting them happen.
I just want to say that he was able to discuss something without blaming it on the invaders. That's all I'm about to say. The invaders bringing their bonfires over.
As Keith said, it keeps the kids busy for the month of October.
A bit of schoolwork would keep them busy as well.
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
It's Friday. Come on.
I know.
Come on. Happy topics on a Friday, lads. Come on.
No, but I hope you're going to back me up, Dave, because I seem to be the only one talking sense here. John literally, his estate must be like the Wild West, the way he's going on about it. It sounds like the Purge on
the
Halloween.
The Purge?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Because they have a bloody bonfire.
No, it just sounds like he lives in a kip.
As John would say, get your shit together.
I mean, my shit is together.
Sorry, Dave, what did you want to say on this?
I kind of see from both points of view, but I think is they're talking about two completely different types of bonfires. Because I grew up in Barrytown, and I was the kid that used to go around collecting all the bonfire wood and all the pallets and all that. And then my mother wouldn't let me out to the fire, and I couldn't understand why until I got older, and then I realised a bit kind of why. Because we moved out to somewhere in North County Dublin, and when I moved out to North County Dublin, I was a teenager, and they'd have these bonfires, and the parents would be there. And I couldn't get my head around and go, why are the parents here? Because we grew up as a kid where I grew up in Barrytown, or whatever, that it was like a competition. We'd have these fires. There'd be robbed cars going into the fires and all. It was mental. It was like someone said, the Wild Wild West. And then I moved out where the parents were around, and they set off fireworks. And it was great. You know, it was safe.
And if you rewind today's podcast, I have said repeatedly, bonfires need some adult supervision. John, you agreed with that.
I think what John does is great with the kids and all that. That's great. But what I'm saying is, I grew up in Barrytown. What that woman is talking about, the residents hated the bonfires because there was all scumbags there drinking, doing drugs. And like that, there was pets thrown on that bonfire. There was robbed cars thrown in. Now, when I was a kid, or whatever that, I was like, oh, yeah, it was great. It was immature, or whatever that, I thought these things are great. And then when I moved out to, I wouldn't say, it is a nice area. And then all of a sudden, like I said, it was controlled. Fireworks going off. It was a smaller bonfire, but it was much safer. It was good. There was much less of a chance of someone being burned or being injured, which happened in Barrytown.
Okay, but as I said, I believe there should be adult supervision at a bonfire. Kids should be allowed to do it all by themselves.
And I agree with that. What I'm saying is that bonfire in Barrytown that listener sent in, there's not going to be any adults there. I can tell you that because I grew up there. I can tell you that it is like the World War West on Halloween night there. It is.
Where's Barrytown?
Oh, come on, lads. You've never seen a snapper.
Yeah, no, I did, but...
Sorry, you're from Kilbarrick, are you?
Yes.
Right. Barry's...
Roddy Doyle caught in my skill.
Which is the area
that...
Now, that's the area we're talking about is Kilbarrick, Barrytown, and we've seen...
Sorry, I thought you would have known that, lads.
Well,
sorry,
I did. Adrian didn't get his shit together. I saw the photograph. I have the photograph of the bonfire from last year, and it looks like the Towering Inferno there. It's a bloody monster. Is the bonfire really big in Kilbarrick?
Yeah, and like what you do is there was two sides of Kilbarrick, and it was like a competition to see who could build a bigger bonfire, and that's how it was.
And well, was it a battle with Harmon's? What's the other place called? Harmon?
No, they'd have their own first. Like I said, there was a Kilbarrick Dark Station. There was one side. For some reason, because we lived on the other side of the bridges, we were basically rivals when you were a kid growing up. You know, you'd see someone on the other, you'd fight them. That was the type of face or whatever like that. You know, it sounds crazy, but that's how it was. And you're looking back on it now and you're going, Jesus, like, you know. And like I said,
we've been hearing from people encouraging, and in fact the councils do this every year, but people are encouraging you and I and anybody else who's aware of stockpiling to report it immediately. What do you think of that?
Look, it's up to themselves. If that's what you want to do. Now, there used to be people that did report stuff, you know, but like I said, there's so much firewood and there's so much tires, and like I said, literally every year that you'd get out at the next day and there'd be a robbed car sitting in where the bonfire was, it'd be still burning, and you'd still have a few people going around, and you'd meet your mates because we weren't allowed out that late, and you'd go over and all that, like, and you'd have a laugh and think, oh yeah, it was mental, it was great, or whatever that. But like I said, when I moved out to where I moved out, it was completely different. There was controlled bonfire, there was controlled fireworks, and I grew up, I didn't have that. I wasn't allowed to have fireworks. obviously my mother discouraged me from being around fireworks, but then I moved out, there was adults setting off fireworks because it was done in a safe environment. Well, I can tell you now what that woman is talking about in Barrytown, it's not going to be supervised. It's not going to be safe for kids. Like, as I said, I grew up in that, and it was mental.
Okay, so this woman is right to be concerned. This woman is right to report the stockpiling. Let me bring in more opinions on this. This is Katie.
There used to be a bonfire that would take place every single year where I live, and one year it just completely lost control. It was an absolute mess. It rose way above the roofs of people's houses, like very, very high up. I've never seen that and like it. It was very scary to witness. The fire brigade had to come, put it out. The place was absolutely destroyed. So if I'm being honest, like ever since I witnessed that, I can't say I'm a fan of them.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Katie. Angela, why is John annoying you?
John's annoying me, and to be honest, you're kind of fucking annoying me as well.
Oh, that's twice in a week. You know, I'm doing well.
Jesus, more than that. So when you were younger and your kids used to go to the bonfire, did you enjoy collecting all the stuff with them?
No, I didn't. No.
I did when I was younger. When you were younger, so you used to just go out to the bonfire and that was it? Like,
No. I went around collecting bonfire material when I was a kid, yeah.
No. When your kids did they? Were your kids around collecting stuff?
From time to time, yeah.
From time to time. Yeah. Wouldn't you answer that earlier on to Jeremy, so?
I'm answering it now, because he was talking absolute shite earlier on, but anyway.
No, he wasn't talking shite.
Okay,
he's talking right.
Okay,
let's talk about having a childhood.
Yes. Go on, what's the difference now?
The difference now is, when I was growing up, right, in our estate, on the weekend before Halloween, our parents, all the dads used to put a nice little bonfire out, get it ready for Halloween night. They'd go out, we'd all arrange at a time to go there, maybe about 6 o'clock, go over, light it up. You know, all the parents would be there. It'd be a nice kind of like community thing going on. That's not going on now. What it is you have every Tom, Dick and Harry trying to get the biggest bonfire. And they're all doing drugs, they're all drinking, they're all messing. And it's not the way it was years ago.
Okay, hang on, let me go back to John. John, bonfires now are an anti-social mess.
Well, it might be in some areas, but not at our one that we have for the kids, Angela. We're not doing drugs.
That's good.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is, Angela, we've been doing this for what? Jesus, the best part of 20-odd years now. And I never had an incident. I never had anywhere, you know, and the wider community of any of the kids, we never heard of anybody being hurt or injured or any, you know, if it's run well, and I don't see a problem with it. And that's my point today.
I don't have a problem with that, John. I genuinely don't. But what I do have a problem with is all of the bonfires that all the guards have to go to, that all the ambulance have to go to, that all of the fire brigades have to go to.
Well, that's unfortunate. So I get what you're saying. It is unfortunate that they have to go to some of them. But
what I'm on about is that this can be happening and this can be done properly,
you know.
It can be, but John, are you going to tell me that it is done properly in every area? No, it's not.
No, that's what I said. Unfortunately, I said it's not. But the fact of the matter is, that's nothing got to do with me. It's not my problem. As your man said there to Adrian earlier on there, when he was saying, oh, well, you're going to guarantee kids. He said, that's up to their parents. And Adrian was right in saying that. And I'm going to say the same. It's up to kids' parents to find out where they are at the end of the night on Halloween night and make sure that they're safe.
That's happening, John.
Well, that's not their fault. Sorry, right? Angela.
You're not a stupid man.
So it's nothing got to do with me, Andrew. If one of the kids out in Ballybrack or anywhere wants to jump into the bonfire, that's their fault. That's nothing got to do with me.
When you go back to when you were growing up, right, was it on the news every night about, you know, bonfires being, out of control, fireworks out of control?
No, it wasn't.
This is the night that all the fire brigades...
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't, but it is now. It is now.
But here's the thing.
As far as you're concerned, Angela, the antisocial behaviour surrounding bonfires in 2024 is so bad that they need to stop. That's really what you're saying.
They need to stop. that and the fireworks. I'm sorry.
Well, I won't be stopping. I love fireworks and I love Halloween and so does my kids. And I won't be stopping.
You love them.
And so do the kids. You know, and a lot of kids do. Sorry, Angela. You know.
But you know what the thing is? It's not just that night, John. It's not just that night. It's the fireworks for the 6 weeks. It's the fireworks for the 6 weeks before. It's the fireworks for the 6 weeks after it. My God. Well,
that's their business again, Angela. We do Halloween, and we do Halloween 24th of October. We do Halloween every year, and we'd never have a problem.
You know,
it's great. It's absolutely fantastic, Angela. You should try it. Go out and go to a bonfire where it's well organised.
John,
you would enjoy it.
If it was just one night, John, I wouldn't mind it.
But unfortunately, Angela, nothing you can do about it.
And you
it's
know
a great
it is,
time for the kids. It's all the
little
that's it. Another Jeremy Dixon here.
Go ahead.
Let me know when you're finished, Angela. I'll just put the kettle on here.
I will, thanks.
So, John, tell me.
All the scumbags. Adrian, I'm speaking.
I can hear that you're speaking.
And all the scumbags that are out around the bonfire, setting fire to anything.
Okay, John, let me ask you, John, the fireworks or the bonfire that you go to every year, whereabouts is it?
It's down in Bluebell as well.
Okay, down in Bluebell. And is it an antisocial nightmare? Are people?
It's not. It's never been as antisocial. That's what I'm trying to say. You look at Angela can go on. I'm sure there is trouble in areas. I'm not saying there's not. That's not our fault. What we run is a very good night, agent. Yeah.
Do you hand out chicken balls?
Oh, jeez. But look, the fact of the matter is we do have a great night and we hand out sweets, Jeremy. That's what we hand out. But the fact of the matter is...
3-in-1s as well.
Why don't you bring your kids and meet John and get some sweets and watch the bonfire?
Actually, that's a great idea. You can meet me, Jeremy, and I tell you what, your kids will have a great time. Here's an invoice for you.
In Bluebell?
That's correct.
That's okay.
Okay.
No, so
Andrew, you can come as well. And Simon. Simon is invited. Simon, you come with us as well.
No,
the whole lot of us is invited.
I actually like Bluebell.
Well, then go to the bonfire with the kids. John will look after you.
It's too far away.
It's not. It's only down the road. John will look after you.
My wife gets her hair done in Bluebell.
Well,
there you are now.
She can get her hair done while you're at the bonfire.
Just stop by and say hello.
Yep. Yeah, she can get her roots done. I can go to the bonfire.
Yeah.
John,
there you are.
John will give us a 3-in-1. Get your shit together.
This is it.
Happy.
Get your shit together. That's it, lads.
Good luck. Jason.
Yeah, Adrian. If I heard Jeremy was buying the house in the estate I lived in, I'd purposely go out and fucking wreck it just to make sure he did not move in beside me. Could you imagine living beside him?
My neighbour's
the ruler to make sure you haven't parked too close or too far from the curb. Oh, Jesus, that'd be a nightmare.
It would.
I think I'd rather go and live in fucking Baghdad.
Thanks, Jason. Michael.
Hi, guys. Can't come on to the show, but I do think that the bonfires are good if they're in each town, village has its own designated spot for them and has somebody monitoring it who's had some kind of a training done. And the night before, the morning of, everybody starts bringing their wood down, their pallets, whatever they want to put into the bonfire, and just have it in one central location, make a whole event out of the thing, have food trucks and whatnot. But these ones that people do in the housing estates, they're so dangerous. It's going to burn the estates down one of these days. Love the show.
Thanks very much indeed, Michael. And finally, Louise.
Hi, lads. How are you? I think the main issue with the bonfires, fireworks, Halloween in general, is moderation. I think as Irish people, we're not the best at moderation. And unfortunately, Halloween isn't just Halloween night anymore. The fireworks are going off from late August, early September. It's having negative effects on animals, kids, people who have disabilities, autistic people. It's insane the damage it's actually doing to the wider community. Nobody, well, myself anyway, would have no issue with a nice organized bonfire night with some fireworks if it's one night and it's planned and it's safe for everybody. If it could be organized with Dublin City Council and have a really enjoyable event for the community, but it's not like that, and it's unregulated, it's unsafe, and it's a nuisance to most local communities.
All right, Louise. Thanks very much indeed for your message. Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim back, claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.